Boy, them guys, they're fast, aren't they, man? I counted several times, and the shot clock's at 26, and they're already in the lane.
Yeah, they play fast. I knew that's what they were going to do. You know, it's they play a style that fits their personnel, and we struggle with that type of play. You know, teams that play like that, and we need to play against guys like that because Milwaukee Tech is going to do that to us next weekend, and probably a little bit better than these guys just did, and we now know that there's some things that we need to do better, but hey, we're walking out of another weekend with two wins on the road against a really good basketball team today. They're very well coached. They run their stuff incredibly well, and I'll definitely take it, that's for sure.
It was gut check time, wasn't it? I mean, you called them out at halftime, and then they came out, and you're down six in the early part of the second half.
Yeah, they came out, they hit a shot, and then we turned it over, and they came down, and they scored a layup. So it was a five-point swing immediately to start the second half, and the momentum kind of went in their favor for a little bit, and we took a deep breath and kind of settled in and ultimately did enough down the stretch, made enough plays to sneak out of here with one.
I lied to Dwayne. He actually had 12. Boy, I thought he played well for you tonight.
Yeah, he did. You know, there were a couple guys. Lamar played really well, ended up shooting the ball really well from the field, scored a bunch of points. And we defended and rebounded down the stretch better than we did most of the game, and that helps. You know, you're going to look at the stat sheet and not think a whole lot out of the 5 minutes that Trey Burris gave us. But he came in and he guarded their point guard. He made them work full court. Wore them down, just did some really good things. And, you know, that's the thing that we've talked about all year is we've got different guys that can step up at different times and do different things. Taking nothing away from Dwayne and Lamar, who had great games, but I thought in my mind the two guys that were, you know, kind of that player of the game would be Jalen Flanagan with his energy that he brought when he stepped in the second half. Nothing on the stat sheet's going to jump out at you with him, but he made plays, he rebounded his butt off, and just brought an energy that made everybody else pick it up. And same with Trey. When Trey stepped in the game, he did some really, really good things for us. Didn't fill a stat sheet necessarily, but made a huge impact energy and intensity-wise.
He had that nice and one, Trey did. And I mean, when you only get, what did he get, 4 minutes? You know, and Marcus, you know, he drains a three for you at the time you needed one, right, to get some separation, as he hadn't shot it well earlier in that half. And I like, you know, Jock, he puts that one in for you. I mean, you know, every one of those in that time of the game, you needed to keep that momentum.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We needed every bucket that we could get. It ended up seven, and we needed every single last one of those for sure.
And DeYoung was a man in there. Rebounding wise, he didn't shoot the ball as well as he would like, but 13 rebounds, that doesn't lie.
No, they might have missed a couple. You know?
right.
I'm not so sure that he's not averaging 15 or 20 of those on the at least in our last three or four games. Same thing yesterday. You know, he's got Justin Nelson is a phenomenal athlete who gets off the floor incredibly high, and DeYoung ripped a rebound out of Justin's hands and was a full elbow over the top of Justin Nelson. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in all the years I've been doing this. And that's exactly what we need DG to do. He needs to do that for us. He's a big presence in there. He needs to end those possessions on their end. And we all have a role to play. They've all accepted it. And we just got to keep continuing to battle.
Well, Milwaukee Tech, you know, we've not been able to beat them in our history. You're set up now for an opportunity to do that. You've got the horses, and now who knows if we will, right? But you've got the guys that can play at that level and the intensity that they're going to bring to our gym.
We can't look past Harper on the first night. Yeah. We've got to take care of business against Harper. And I think the biggest thing out of that Harper game that we need to do is make sure that all of the things that we thought we didn't do particularly well today get tightened up in that first game on Friday against Harper. Then we can worry about Milwaukee Tech. And Milwaukee Tech is one of the better teams in the country. They play just like this, except better athletes, probably better shooters, and they play it at a more fast, physical pace than that. So, yeah, we've got to bring it. And we've not been able to. We've had some close games with them. We've had some battles with them at their place a couple years ago when Alfonso Fields played his tail off. And last year at our place, we had a chance in the closing minutes of the game and just couldn't go get one. I would love nothing more than to go into that game sitting at 6-0 and have a chance to go to battle with one of the best teams in the country and see what we're capable of doing.
But as we saw up here today and at Glen Oaks last week, nothing's given.
No, absolutely not. You've got to, at this level, it's college basketball. You've got to be ready to play. Every single possession is crucial, and we've got to make sure we stay more locked in and focused than the other guys, and if we do that, I think we've got the horses to give ourselves a chance.
All right, give a shout-out so we can get on the road.
To everybody back home that's listening, and all the Norse fans out there, whether you're on the radio in Delta County or the UP or on the internet, we greatly appreciate the support. We've got the best fans in junior college basketball. We love you guys. We couldn't do it without you, and would love nothing more than to have a packed house next weekend in our tournament in Escanaba. I think you're going to see some really, really good basketball, and we'd love to have you there.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, Jack.